Welcome to Sermon Seeds for Sunday, a short reflection from Worship at Hand. This week we focus on Genesis 45, 1-15 and Matthew 15, 10-28. These are readings about mercy, truth, belonging, and the surprising ways God keeps working in broken human stories. In Genesis, we meet Joseph at the dramatic moment when he reveals himself to the brothers who betrayed him. Years earlier, they had sold him into slavery and shattered their family. Now they stand before him hungry, frightened, and dependent on his power. Joseph could choose revenge. He could humiliate them. He could make them feel every part of the pain they caused him. But instead, Joseph weeps. The image that stayed with me is Joseph standing before his brothers with all the power in the room and choosing tears instead of retaliation. Those tears aren't weakness. They're the release of grief, memory, longing, and love. Joseph doesn't pretend the betrayal never happened, but neither does he allow the betrayal to have the final word. That's a powerful word for our time. We live in a culture where outrage is often rewarded, where public speech can become cruel, and where old wounds can harden into permanent division. Joseph shows another way. Mercy doesn't erase the past, but it can open a future beyond bitterness. Then Matthew's Gospel takes us into another difficult and compelling encounter. Jesus teaches that it's not what goes into the mouth that defiles a person, but what comes out. Our words reveal our hearts. They can wound, shame, exclude, and dehumanize. But they can also heal, reconcile, encourage, and restore. And almost immediately, a Canaanite woman appears, crying out for mercy for her daughter. She's an outsider. She's ignored. She's answered harshly. Yet she refuses to go away. Her love for her child gives her courage, wit, and persistence. She trusts that even the crumbs of mercy are enough to change everything. One thing preachers may want to notice is that both readings are about boundaries being crossed. Joseph crosses the boundary between victim and enemy, choosing restoration where revenge would have been understandable. The Canaanite woman crosses the boundary of silence and exclusion, insisting that mercy must be wider than the lines people draw around belonging. In both stories, the future opens because someone refuses to let fear, resentment, or exclusion control the next chapter. These readings invite honest preaching. They don't offer shallow optimism. Genesis and Matthew both contain betrayal, hunger, harsh words, family fracture, and human prejudice. But they also witness to grace emerging where we least expect it. God's at work in wounded families. God's at work in uncomfortable conversations. God's at work when compassion stretches further than people thought possible. For worship leaders, this opens up rich possibilities. Prayers can name the reality of divided communities, harmful speech, and people who are pushed to the margins. The call to worship can invite people who carry stories of hurt and hope together before the God who brings life from broken places. The prayer of approach can focus on the words we regret, the bitterness we hold, and the people we find hard to welcome. Assurance can proclaim that mercy is already making a way. Children's time could explore words that wound and words that heal, or use a rope circle that grows wider and wider as more people are included. Hymns might emphasize peace, justice, welcome, reconciliation, and the wideness of God's mercy. However you shape worship this Sunday, May these readings help your congregation trust that their story isn't over. May they hear the call to practice mercy and a culture of revenge. May they pay attention to the words that come from their mouths. May they stand with those whose voices are dismissed. And may they discover again that God's love is wider than fear, wider than resentment, and wider than the boundaries we inherit. The full Worship at Hand service for this Sunday, including prayers, sermon, hymn suggestions, children's talk ideas and images, is available from Philip Garside Books. Nga mihi.